Good afternoon. I'm going to introduce you the results of an intervention trial among low socioeconomic children, preschoolers, in Israel. I'd like to acknowledge my professors. This is part of my dissertation, Professor Shachar and Fraser. And I have nothing to disclose. Preschool is a very critical period since obese preschool children are at least two times more likely to become obese adults, and if they're already in school, they are 6.5 times more likely to become obese adults. The ecological model to childhood obesity is one of the models that are socio-ecological models, represents three spheres in the child's life that can influence his weight status as well as his general health. The first, you're probably acquainted with these models, but I'll just go over it. The first is the child characteristics. The second will deal with parenting style and family characteristics, while the third is the community and societal characteristics, and they all communicate with each other. They interact. Overweight and obesity among low-income and preschool-aged children. One of seven low-income preschool-aged children in the United States is obese, and low adult education, social class, and neighborhood ECS are associated to adverse nutrition and poor dental health. The intervention model that we have examined is a nutritional enrichment and healthy living model, by one of the biggest NGOs in Israel. It's an integrative model covering a variety of lifestyle issues. You can see here the comparison between the intervention arm and the control arm, whereas in the intervention arm, the children received 10 weekly sessions of nutrition classes, 15 weekly sessions of physical activity, and 5 weekly classes of dental hygiene. The control group received only the physical activity intervention. Kindergarten teachers in the intervention group have went through a workshop in all health topics mentioned, and the parents were part of the intervention as well. Three group sessions in nutrition were held for parents only in the intervention arm, and one in dental care themes. Primary objectives of the research were to examine the influence of the intervention on changes in nutritional dental hygiene knowledge and behaviors among those low SES preschoolers, and the second objective was to examine the influence of the model on changes in weight status of low socioeconomic children. The children were 4 to 7 years of age, and they, of course, came with their parents, and the parents were the siblings answering to the questions in our research. Inclusion criteria were 4 to 7 years of age, children from preschool defined as low SES by the local municipality, and whose parents agreed to participate. Exclusion were children who suffered from any chronic disease or developmental problems or participated in a weight reduction treatment, and children or parents who had any psychiatric problem or diagnosis that prevented them from participating in answering the question, etc. We didn't have any, but it was in the criteria. The measurements we held were weights and heights of children and mothers. We used several questionnaires, among them food frequency questionnaire, health knowledge and attitudes, child health questionnaire, sociodemographic questionnaire, and others. We also held games in order to assess children's ability to understand the conception of what is health and what is healthy food, such as a graduate game or a booklet that we have used that they needed to indicate whether or not a picture of the meal presented to them is a healthy meal, yes or no. We started with individual meals. We then wanted them to compare between two meals and tell us which one is more healthy, either common Israeli's food. So, and then they needed to distinguish between four meals and grades and tell which one is the most healthy and which one is the least healthy. This is just an example. We had also several other games. Whoever wants to hear more of, I can tell them. We had 397 eligible families for the research. From them, 128 did not want to participate, and we had 11 families that were excluded. 258 were enrolled and divided into two arms of the research. In the intervention arm, we had 184 children from 8 kindergartens, 8 preschool arms. And in the control arm, we had 74 children from 4 preschools. The intervention took place 3 months. After 3 months, we had 92% of adherence. And after a school year, 87.6, which whoever is familiar with the literature is hard to get in those kind of populations. Some baseline characteristics, if we just look at the sample, we can see that we had 32% below the poverty line. And when I say below, it's 200% and lower, even very low socioeconomic, 22% of single parents, high percentages of immigrant, high percentages of low education and unemployment. The only difference that we had between the children in the sample was in the initial BMI. You can see it is an important, of course, difference, but because the children were divided according to their school and not individually, it was hard to control it. So we just related to this in the models that we used, in the GEE models that we have used. Regarding nutritional habits, several nutritional habits has changed during the school year. Eating a variety of foods, daily vegetable eating, those habits have increased dramatically during the year, and there was also a decrease in daily consumptions of sweet drinks and sodas. The mean score for children's nutritional knowledge, which is a combined score from the game I have shown you and others, have increased in the intervention group, which is the red line. And the interesting thing for me when I'm looking at this graph is I want to remind you that the intervention took place only 3 months. And the biggest increase was after the intervention has actually ended. So we tried to figure out why was it, and we believe that the change occurred during to the teacher's knowledge that was gained during the workshops. But it is still interesting for us. And again, you can see about a change in packed lunch score. We monitored packed lunch of children 3 times during each month of the research. We have combined a score from the individual particles of items of food brought by the child to the kindergarten. And there was an improvement in the score in the intervention group that was retained during the entire school year. So the nutrition enrichment and healthy living models lifestyle intervention showed significant improvement in those key nutritional knowledge and habits, and the improvement may help prevent excessive weight gain and overweight and obesity in the future, the futures that we did not detect, but we think that they contribute to a future weight status of the children. With regards to the overweight and obesity, this is a baseline distribution of the BMI Z-score of the children. Almost 30% of the sample were overweight or obese, and these percentages were identical to the overweight and obesity among low SES American children at the same year, 2008. There was no difference between girls and boys in this sample in all normality tests. During the school year, there was a reduction of 0.1 BMI Z-score among the children with no difference between intervention and control. And the high prevalence that we have noticed among those children, we came to the conclusion that either physical activity intervention only or lifestyle intervention can help in this short term to reduce overweight and obesity. Higher BMI Z-score at baseline was associated to higher BMI Z-score reduction, and the strongest decrease in BMI Z-score values occurred during the follow-up period, again during the later period. With regards to dental hygiene, an improvement of almost 40% occurred in toothbrushing twice a day among the children, and almost 20% increase in parental help in toothbrushing. The model also showed significant improvements in key dental hygiene habits that were retained during a school year. Potential study limitation is, first of all, the duration. We only held it for a school year from the reason that the children were about to scatter to different areas of the city after this preschool year, and we were not able to detect them. The lack of biochemical measures, we decided not to take blood draws from those children in order not to damage our adherence to the research. And the lack of another control group that did not get any treatment, but we did it because of ethical considerations. Overall conclusion is that despite those potential limitations, we have demonstrated the effectiveness of the nutrition enrichment and healthy living model in improving nutritional knowledge, dietary and dental hygiene habits of low SES preschoolers over the course of a school year. We do recommend, due to the short duration and fairly low cost of the model that was built because of budget limitations in my country, and we wanted to measure the model that can be really implemented and not some kind of an ideal model. We do think that it represents a feasible intervention for large-scale implementation, and further research, of course, needs to check the sustainability of the model in the long term. We would also recommend to compare the impact of professional lessons to lessons delivered by a school teacher, and compare parental interventions with economic focus like we held versus health promotion focus. The research was, of course, approved by all ethics committees and is a clinical trial registered, have an NIH number. And I would like to acknowledge all the partners in my country that were part of this research. And thank you for your attendance.